It's WNCW's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. A different take on More to the Story this week. We always like to get you informed. We like to educate you. We like to have the reporters that are our guests go deeper into their stories and how they put all that together. If the news is somewhat good or if it's bad, let's get away from that general kind of news and let's make it about music this week, which is so much what WNCW is all about. Welcome our guest who's in studio with me, Garrett Woodward of the Smoky Mountain News. He's the arts and entertainment writer. He's also senior music editor for Smoky Mountain Living magazine. He's the author of a great book. Garrett, good to see you again.
Thanks, Paul.
You have been burning up the road, going to a lot of great music venues and even going backstage and talking to a lot of big names.
It's only the first week of May and I've already had two oil changes. So I just got to put that out there. I've been all over the Southeast the last few months interviewing everyone. A lot of it is people are just coming through. Asheville's become such a music mecca. It used to be just a stop off, but now it's become a hub. So all these people are passing through the area, and our jurisdiction with Smoky Mountain Living is about 5 or 6 states, depending, you know, Knoxville to east of Charlotte and North Georgia all the way up into West Virginia.
When you walked into our building just a few minutes ago before we got here comfortable in studio, you even handed me a copy of a magazine. You're involved with some other publication. What was that?
I'm the arts and entertainment editor for the Smoky Mountain News and the music editor for Smoky Mountain Living. It's all one company. It's independently owned, based out of Waynesville. And underneath that, we also have products we put out for different clients, one of which is this new magazine called Down the Road for the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. So they have their music trails. And as far as I remember, it's 26 counties that they encompass. We got asked to do a product, and I'm the special sections editor for that side of the company as well. We went around Western North Carolina and did articles on, we did an interview with Arvel Freeman, the Surrey County Arts Council, the Mount Airy Fiddlers Convention, the Earl Scruggs Center, Coa Center out in Robbinsville, and a few other articles here and there. It's been pretty crazy. It's kind of a weird thing that it's a pace that makes sense to me. Now, I don't know if it does to a lot of other people, but for me, it just, I don't know, I've always been in that pace.
Our listeners are very familiar with the Blue Ridge Music Trails. It's a weekly feature we do, and now you've got the publication going on.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand with the podcast that Laura does. I think that it's good to connect the dots between everybody because we're all in the same boat in terms of what we're doing and what we're trying to get out there.
Let's recap some of those recent backstage meetings, interviews that you had. I want to know what the experience was like. And let's start with Rodney Crowell and Art Garfunkel.
Yeah, Rodney Crowell, he just played up at Merlefest. In my opinion, that was the signature show of the entire weekend. There's a lot of incredible performances, obviously, but that cabin stage show, right on that cabin stage, for me, it was just such a powerful experience because I interviewed him recently for Smoky Mountain Living, and I know he'd been going through a lot of personal health issues to the point where he almost didn't want to tour anymore. He didn't know if he was going to play anymore. He didn't know how serious it was. And we talked a lot about Guy Clark's recent passing and how he was so close to him and Townes Van Zandt and all those guys. And now he's getting a little bit older, a little long in the tooth, and wondering what his place is as a musician. He's had this kind of career rebirth, similar to what's going on with John Prine. We've all loved John Prine, but it seems the last couple of years, he's really had this renaissance of people realizing who the greats are and who they should be paying attention to. What meant a lot to me interviewing Rodney was he was actually the first interview I did when I got my first gig as a journalist out in Idaho. And I was fresh out of college and got a newspaper gig at the Teton Valley News. I think it was 1,200 circulation, real tiny paper.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he was playing this ski bar by the end of the night. I was well aware of who he was and how powerful he was. So it was kind of this full circle thing that almost exactly 10 years later we interviewed. So it was pretty cool to see where he was and what he's up to. And on the flip side of that, you had mentioned Art Garfunkel. That was kind of by chance. He was passing through the region. There was this weird few weeks where all these big legends were kind of just passing through. David Crosby is on tour now, and I ended up doing something with him, and Graham Nash came through the Diana Wortham, and I interviewed him. And not long after Graham came through, Art came through. And that was just a really interesting interview because he's kind of a really quirky dude. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, he's been an artist his whole life, and in Somerset's probably in a little bit of a bubble too. You know what I mean? Very interesting guy, total New Yorker. I mean, I'm from upstate New York, so I get that kind of attitude where he was trying to mess with me with the questions, like spin them back to me. Like, I'd ask him, like, what does this mean? And he would flip it back to me. And then I'm on the spot. And it was a real treat. Some of these guys are really having a rebirth. I grew up in an older family. My parents are in their late 60s, early 70s right now, and I'm in my early 30s. Growing up in a household like that, I was around all that music, 1940s jazz, 1950s country, 1960s rock and roll. For me, a lot of these guys are not only getting a little bit older, but they're still out there, and I want to capture their stories because a lot of them have passed away in recent years.
We're speaking on More to the Story with Garrett Woodward. He's our guest this week, a reporter that lets us hear more about the music side of news. We just got through hearing you talk about those legends. Now let's talk about more of a rising star in recent years. So Young, it's a conversation that you actually placed online. I heard some of the phone interview with one Sierra Hall, the young bluegrass sensation.
What's really cool with Sierra Hall is that she's breaking a lot of new ground as not only a young person, but also a female in bluegrass. There's a lot to be said about the kind of the old boys club of bluegrass, whether it is or is not there, but it's pretty much a male-dominated genre, especially in terms of awards. So that award showcase, the IBMAs, has been around since the late 80s, and she was the first female to win Mandolin Player of the Year in 2016, and then won it again last year. I want to say she's 26, but she's already had a full career. She's been playing professionally since I think she was 12, and she's had a record deal since she was like 14.
Yeah, Rounder Records, yeah. I think, around 13 or 14 years old.
Yeah, seeing what she's doing and people like Molly Tuttle and Becky Buehler, Rhiannon Giddens, these younger women that are really breaking some new territory, Flat Lonesome. You have a female-fronted group that won Album of the Year a couple years back, and that's a pretty big deal because when you really look at the grand scheme of things in terms of awards and recognition, it's only been in recent years that females have been not only nominated but also winning.
Another name or two when it comes to musicians that were just such a pleasant experience for you here so far in 2018.
I was down at the Swanee Spring Reunion Festival down in Live Oak, Florida, so near the Panhandle, but a little bit northwest of Gainesville. I interviewed Verlin Thompson backstage, who I don't know if a lot of folks might know who he is, but in terms of the songwriting circles in Nashville, he's a legend. He was on the road a lot with Guy Clark for decades. He was with Guy the day he passed away. We sat on the tailgate of his truck talking about what that was like, that experience, and what it means to be a troubadour in the digital age. Because I'm always fascinated by that, because there's people that fall into that category of troubadour. Verlin, Todd Snyder, Sean Camp. I find it fascinating that they're able to find footing in such a crazy time for the music industry.
And what you just told me makes it so heartfelt, makes it so real. You and Verlin having that interview that you translate into words in your article from sitting on the back of his pickup truck bed.
It means a lot to have those experiences. Not only am I an enormous music fan, I just have a lot of appreciation for the craft. I have a lot of appreciation for the idea of a performer on stage connecting a room of completely random people. You could be in a room at a show and there is literally every walk of life, every background, every philosophy, ideology is standing in that room. But the one thing they have in common is that they have that love for that person on stage.
Okay, Garrett, before we have to let you go, what's on the horizon?
Well, I'm hoping to do some more symposiums this summer and fall, start doing some Q&A stuff. On May 16th, I'm doing a symposium Q&A with Andrew Scotchy and the River Rats. They're having their album release party at Ambrose West in West Asheville. Beyond that, I think I want to add more to the book I put out last year, If You Can't Play, Get Off the Stage. We'll see. A lot of it's going to be festival stuff for the rest of the year.
Well, you are one busy guy. Garrett Woodward, thank you for what you do.
I want to add, too, that I also have a YouTube channel. Type in Garrett K. Woodward, G-A-R-R-E-T, letter K, and last name Woodward.
Thank you again for being with us.
Thanks, Paul.
Podcast of More to the Stories are at WNCW.org. I'm Paul.